From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. At tomorrow's Indianapolis 500, the gentlemen will start their engines as usual, but the spotlight will shine brightest on one of the three women in the field, Danica Patrick. She's the only woman to win an IndyCar race, and that's fueling the strongest wave of Danica mania yet. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
Along the grounds of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, names like Mario and AJ have become iconic. But for fans like John Wright and his son Chris, here to watch practice and qualifying, there's only one name that draws them to the famed oval track now.
Mainly because he wants to see Danica, my oldest son, and I just enjoy the Indy Racing League.
I'm kind of new to this Indy stuff. I'm a big NASCAR fan.
So you wanted to come just because she was here?
Yeah.
Out near the world-famous garage area called Gasoline Alley, Sarah Proctor has also come to see Patrick. Proctor says Patrick's not just a race driver, she's a true role model.
It's a male-oriented field, and anytime a woman can do a first is awesome. When I was little, there wasn't a lot of female drivers, so now that she's here, it's a good time for girls to come out and watch.
Patrick's appeal goes far beyond race fans. She endorses everything from soft drinks to websites, and even appeared as a swimsuit model for Sports Illustrated. Patrick's profile grew even more a month ago when she won that first race at a track in Japan. Back in California, after her win, Patrick held a news conference about her achievement.
It's a first, and firsts are in history books, so I've always hoped and wanted to be that person. It's probably one of the only things I really thought of myself as a girl in. Otherwise, I don't really think about it a lot. But I did think it would be nice to be the first female to win in history.
IndyCar's marketing people quickly got Patrick out of Japan. Her victory was not shown live on U.S. television, and the American media were clamoring for Patrick.
Throughout that following week, she was everywhere, every morning show, two of the late night shows, MTV, The View, you name it.
For once, the promotional stars had aligned for Terry Angstadt, who's in charge of marketing the Indy 500. Angstadt says he's thrilled at Patrick's success, but doesn't want her personality to crowd out the entire sport.
If we all of a sudden created new television spots, recreated all of our collateral, redid our banners to be just Danica and essentially go all Danica all the time, I think that would be a mistake. And by the way, I think Danica would agree with us. Now, for us to fully exploit this window we've had post her win to the fullest, in my opinion, that's just smart marketing.
Green flag waving. Here comes Danica Patrick. The qualifying run begins.
An image of Patrick's black and blue race car flashes across TV monitors inside the Speedway's command center. 2 weeks ago, her preparations for Indy took an unfortunate detour when she hit another team's crewman who'd accidentally stood in the way of Patrick's car as she rolled into the pit lane. He was hospitalized with a concussion. Patrick eventually qualified fifth, right beside driver Elio Castroneves, who may have gained more fans by winning Dancing with the Stars than for twice winning the Indy 500. But many eyes will still focus on Patrick and her attempt to achieve her childhood dream of winning at Indy.
I just love this place, you know. I get nervous when I think about race day because it's so important. You know, you think to yourself, I don't know what to expect. Usually the more odd I feel, the better it goes. So I hope feeling good isn't a curse here.
With Patrick starting the Indy 500 next to Castroneves, IndyCar officials see no curses involved. Just a good chance to get the sport's two biggest stars in the same TV camera shot, and perhaps broaden Indy's newfound crossover appeal even further. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.